Side 3.3. Good morning, Casey. Hope you're having a great day. It's Rocket and Teresa show.
Rocket's very excited. We have the redhead ponytail woman in our room right now. You know her from Lauren Wants to Know, Lauren McCarthy, and I'm sure you've seen her commercials for the Just for Her Expo. We see you up there in your pink shirt with your little ponytail every morning talking about it.
Yeah, you like that?
I do. It's cute.
Yeah, gosh, you normally wear like sweats and a t-shirt, and you're like all dressed up today.
I am not dressed up today.
You got your best toupee on.
Oh, thanks.
I'll tell you though, because we were, you know, I do all the scheduling, Lauren, and so I'm like, okay, this is great. We'll have Lauren in next week at this time and rock it right away. You know she's a redhead.
Do you like
She's
redheads?
Right here.
He likes redheads.
Obsesses with
he does.
Redheads.
Ooh, he loves know redheads. That. Yes,
it's,
he does.
It's a crazy thing. I can't describe it.
Okay.
You're old enough to be her creepy uncle. Stop it.
No, you're not.
At least you said uncle this time.
Well, yeah, stepdad, whatever.
It changes every time. So how are you doing? You getting excited about the big expo this weekend?
I am. It's going to be a great event. I hope everyone comes out.
Now, I hear before the expo, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yes, over at the Overland Park Convention Center, that you are going to be throwing out the first pitch?
I am.
At the Royals game?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Don't throw it in the dirt like I did.
You did?
Oh, Teresa was humiliating. She was so ticked off at me.
I've never been able to do it at the Royals, but we did it at AAA or something in Oklahoma City. And Rocket and I had a whole plan, okay? We're like, okay, this can be really funny. Rocket, I'm going to purposely throw it into the ground, and then you're going to throw it. It's going to be awesome, and it'll be funny. And then Rocket choked, and he got out there and couldn't handle the pressure and didn't want to be humiliated. So then he threw a really good pitch right over the base at our home plate, and I'm like, oh, no. And then I panicked, and I threw it in the dirt.
Does that really surprise you, Charlie Brown?
No, it doesn't.
But I mean, it went maybe 5 feet, Lauren.
That's it?
I mean, it was dirt.
It went just past the pitcher's mound.
I might as well just dribbled it on the mound.
Now, you're an athlete, though, right?
I was an athlete, yes.
What did you play?
Basketball.
That's almost the same thing.
Not really. You don't pitch,
almost the same
you
thing.
You don't pitch basketballs.
There's a ball involved.
There's a ball.
It's just smaller.
Exactly. Hopefully I'll be okay. Wish me luck.
You're going to be on TV. You'll be on the big Jumbotron. No pressure.
No pressure at all. God.
I'll wear a hat.
There you go.
I know a lot of people are really excited about the expo, not only because of all the shopping and the boutiques and all the things for women, but from All My Children and Dancing with the Stars, J.R. Martinez is going to be there on Sunday.
I mean, yeah.
He's not a redhead now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he has any hair.
No.
No, yeah, he's a new daddy. I know people are excited to see him. How does that work exactly? Because I know in years past you've had the woman who plays Hope from All My Children, and are they just usually out there promoting something? Like, I know Hope had a fragrance line or a jewelry line or something like that. Is he there just for us, or does he have a business?
He's just eye candy.
He's eye candy, and he's just going to share a story on the main stage on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
He has a very inspirational story. For those of you who don't know, he is a veteran, and he was over in Iraq, and he was in a bomb. Mm-hmm. What do they call those? The ones that are man-made, the
IED. It's a roadside bomb. Yeah.
And he, his whole face and I think one whole side of his body was burned and disfigured, but he has turned it into a platform to just help other veterans and share his story. And he was on All My Children. I think he was one of the first and only disfigured actors on TV like that. And then he, Dancing with the Stars. He has an amazing personality. I can't wait to see him.
The only guy that's going to be there, too.
Maybe. You should come.
No, there's a lot of men. We need them for purse holders. They walk around. They're like,
you guys come to this?
Holders.
Yes. Why wouldn't you come to it? It's all women.
I don't know. I'm just at it. It seems like a Just for Her expo, kind of in the title,
commercial, you even say it's just for us, ladies, or something like that.
So let's clear up some rumors. Does a tickle fight break out at any point at this?
Yes, there's pillow fights, there's tickle fights, there's all that. Yes.
I knew it.
No.
Just like all those old 80s movies, where we're hanging out in the locker room.
Yeah.
And
slumber party.
That happens.
Awesome.
I'm sure there is maybe one woman in Kansas City that has never been to the expo. Why don't you explain what they can expect?
Basically, it's 3 days of shopping. A lot of boutiques, vendors, exhibitors, on stage presentations, a lot to do with fashion, with fitness, with health, beauty. There's the Pamper Her Lounge, which is super cool.
It's basically paradise. It's heaven. For 3 days, it's heaven.
Yeah, what is it?
What?
The Pamper
Just everything. The expo.
Oh, it's like a mini pedicure, $6. And then there's like the European Wax Company will be there. They do teeth whitening. I mean, it's just a bunch of awesome things.
Anything a woman would want for herself, whether it's beauty-oriented or health-oriented.
If a guy was smart right now, he would be buying tickets for his wife so that way he could have the weekend to himself.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, brilliant.
Got basketball playoffs going on.
Yeah. There you go. Well, now, where can you... Do you just come and show up, or can you buy tickets somewhere else?
You can buy tickets online, or you can email me at laurenwantsknow.com. I have a lot of tickets to give away.
All right. Well, we have some to give away, actually. We're going to give away a 4-pack right now, and we'll throw in a dinner at Jack Stack. We'll give you a $100 gift card for Jack Stack Barbecue.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll take care of you, and then you can have your own little weekend at the expo and leave the men at home.
Nice. Well, thank
you. Men like barbecue, too.
So. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend. Good luck throwing the first pitch out.
Thank you.
I'll be watching.
I need it.
I know you'll be watching.
Your hands are cold, by the way. They're freezing.
Why are you touching her?
She's touching
me. I'm touching him. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Did you see how he looked at her when he was like, you'll do great. I'll be watching. And then he did that twitchy thing with his eyes.
I
want
to wear your skin. I hate you guys.
And your red ponytail.
Put on the lotion.
Put the lotion on. It does what it's told.
All right. We'll see you at the expo this weekend. Thanks, Lauren.